Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Thursday, July 20th, and we've talked several times before on the podcast about our need to hire new shipbuilders, and that's going on like gangbusters. And over the next 10 years, we're going to be hiring about 20,000 more employees to keep our ranks at the steady state we need to deliver one Columbia and two Virginia-class submarines per year. And by the way, I think there's even more potential to do more than just two Virginia-class submarines if you guys are following the news about AUKUS and the demand for submarines in Australia. Our talent acquisition teams are going out to regional schools, including the high schools, elementary schools. We're talking to parents and guidance counselors. We're at career and technical schools to spread the word that designing, building, and maintaining submarines is a rewarding and life-changing career. And I can certainly attest to that. It has been a very fulfilling career for me and life-altering for me and my family as well. And I know many of you listening feel the same. One of the most powerful ways that we can help students understand this is by having them speak directly with experienced shipbuilders one-on-one. And it tends to break down those barriers and get people interested in a job in shipbuilding. So today I'm joined by one of our shipbuilders, Jim Arpin. And last fall, with his management's approval, he started sharing his story as what we're referring to as an EB ambassador. And based on the feedback from students and guidance counselors, his conversations with students have really made a difference, and we're starting to see some real traction, particularly in the high schools. Potential recruits can better relate and then picture themselves what it's like to work at EB when they speak with someone who shares a similar background, skills, and career path. And I know a lot of this is happening naturally. I know many of our folks are talking to their family members and people in the community just informally on an ad hoc basis. So the program, that is the ambassador program, is now expanding, and we're looking for more shipbuilders, and we've got a number of volunteers already from across all the employment groups or employee groups at EB to volunteer as ambassadors. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Jim, welcome to the podcast, and let's talk a little bit about your background at Electric Boat.
Well, thanks, Kevin. So I've been here now, just hit my 15-year anniversary.
Congrats.
Started back here in 2008. Thank you very much. Started at Quonset Point, and I was a ship fitter when I started here. And shortly thereafter, I became a supervisor, worked my way up into the nuclear ranks, and became a nuclear structural lead on a few modules there in Quonset Point. Transitioned here to Groton as a general foreman on third shift, so I had all trades on third shift. And then worked my way into the pipe shop, where I now oversee PSA and overhaul and repair for the piping trades.
You know, and that's a great great background and a typical story. And I think when we talk to our young people, you know, we talk about, hey, this isn't just a job, it's a career. And I think what we sometimes don't do very well is point out to people how quickly you can grow in this business. And somebody such as yourself, a ship fitter, and now a boss in the yard as a general foreman is quite a quite an improvement in your rank in the company, and in certainly the benefit that is to you and your family. So thanks for that background. So let's talk a little bit about what it's like to be an ambassador. What do you do? What kind of events do you attend? And tell me a little bit about some of the interactions you've had.
Sure. So over the past few months, I've been to a lot of different events, career fairs, hiring events, high schools, technical high schools. Sporting events. I've been to the Yard Goats. I've seen the UConn hockey team. Even gone out to the NCAA tournament in New York to spread the word about EB and what we are and who we're about. Been doing this with the company now since last September, and I've gone all the way from Groton all the way out to Danbury within the state, going to different fairs and different schools. So I've seen probably 60 different venues and probably thousands of different people, and had the opportunity to spread the word. HR has been with me every step of the way, and I think this year they're going to be going to something about 600 events, where I think they've already hit about 400. So you can imagine how busy everybody's been. But with numbers like that, you can honestly see why we need more people to do what I've been doing with the company since September.
So tell me what the interactions are like when you talk to people. I imagine some of this is just explaining what EB is about. A lot of people don't know. So tell me a little bit about the feedback you get from the folks you talk to.
Yeah, so it changes really where you are. So the closer we are, obviously, the more people know about who we are and what we do. And a lot of times they have family, you know, that has worked here, multi-generation families that have been working here. So it's very easy to talk to them, and, you know, the pride's already there for what they, you know, what they understand about what we do. But the further we get away within the state or, you know, across state lines, you start seeing people who have no idea what we do. So we really have to inject, you know, our experiences, the pride of what we do, you know, what it means to us and what it means to our country about what we do. So, you know, we start giving them some information, and it really opens their eyes, you know, about who we are as a company.
What are some of the common misconceptions in terms of educational background and stuff like that that you see?
Well, I can tell you a lot of people think they need to be highly educated or have some, you know, superior technical skills or background to even start working here. But when I can explain to them that we'll teach them and we'll use our own schools that we've developed, and, you know, even the high school students, hey, as juniors in high school, you can really just start, you know, keying in on certain courses or certain ideas and certain things to think about and learn. That really they can come out of high school and start with us right out of a high school graduate.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I run into some young people from time to time and we talk about that. And there's, you know, I think unfortunately in our society today, there's this sense that you got to go get a college education and be in debt six figures, you know, before you're going to get a viable career. Absolutely not the case. And I think our young people need to know that there are great opportunities coming out of high school to come here and work in the shipyard. And then they can get educated and get that higher degree if they want to do it after they work for a little bit. So it is, for me, always rewarding to see the interest and excitement in people's faces. And I think generally speaking, EB shipbuilders love to talk about what we do. And so tell me a little bit about what it's meant to you. How do you feel about being an ambassador?
So I really love going out and talking specifically to the high school students, and most recently even middle school students, you know, about the years that I've spent here, the 20-some-odd boats that I've been in, you know, I've had the opportunity to work on, you know, the experiences, the people that I've worked with, and the pride to watch these things go down the river when they're done. You know, it really shines through because it means a lot to me. You know, the years that I put in, the different boats and the different people that I've worked with, you know, it really shines through, and the kids see that and they feel that. You know, it makes them more interested because I'm interested. So I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, they really don't know what we do, is like I said, especially as you get further away. You know, and you start telling the kids about, you know, the college reimbursement and things like that, and the hey, you don't need to be the top of your class to come work with us, and we'll teach you everything you need to know. And give you all the skills that you need. All you need is a little, you know, a little bit of work ethic, and you can come here and make yourself a really good career.
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely. So, hey, some people listening may be interested. Hey, I don't know, am I cut out to be an ambassador? So, what do you think some of the attributes of a good ambassador are?
So, you just have to have a great attitude about what we do, be able to spread the word, and really let that pride show through. It's not a huge commitment, you know. Realistically, an ambassador's, you know, you could be as little as 2 to 6 hours a month, and really make a difference. You know, you can go around to different high schools. You know, typically the average college fair is maybe 2 hours, or work, you know, job fair that we go to is about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So it's not a huge commitment, but it really can make a difference. I've gone to multiple schools now where I have the administrators, you know, asking to have me come back because they appreciate the effort that I put into it, and, you know, the information that I'm giving to their students. So it's, you know, it makes me feel good too.
Yeah. Well, and I think it makes a big difference. I think, you know, years past or decades past, it used to be we would put an ad in the paper and people would come to EB. Today we can't do that. We're in a tough competition for people all over the place. So when we can get out into the community and kind of put a face on Electric Boat like yours, it starts to break down those barriers. And what we're seeing is people applying for jobs from non-traditional sources. It's no longer just an ad in the paper, but we're making some steady progress. So I think it's an important opportunity for us to take advantage of. So, Jim, I want to say thanks to you. I appreciate everything you're doing for Electric Boat, and especially today for joining me on a podcast and sharing your experience. So those of you out there who are passionate about what we do here at EB, like I am, and I know that's many of you. If you're outgoing, able to work it out with your leadership, please consider becoming an EB ambassador. Recruiting and hiring is not just a job for HR, and I know many of you talk with your family, extended family, and friends about what you do at EB and what the hiring need we have in front of us. It takes everyone doing their part to reach our goal. So if you can share your knowledge of EB, your experience, and the importance of your work, we'll include a link in the transcript of the podcast to reach out to our talent acquisition team. Everyone, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.